This is episode 62 with Ladan Juracek.
Welcome to the As Told by Nomads podcast, where you'll learn how nomads, third culture kids, entrepreneurs, and leaders all over the world embrace their global identity and use their difference to make a difference. And now, having lived on four different continents, here's your host, Tayo Roxas.
Welcome, everybody. Today I have with me Ladan Juracek, and he's calling me from Germany. He's the host of Travels Podcast, and he's doing some pretty amazing things. Where, you know, he's traveled to over 80 countries, and we were just chatting before the podcast about the ways he feels like one can gain wisdom from travel. So I'm very, very excited to have him on the show. Welcome to the show, Ladan.
It's a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Thank you. So I was talking about a little bit about your background there. Why don't you give us more insight as to who Ladan is and your background and why you do what you do?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. My name is Ladan, and I'm the host of the Travel Wisdom Podcast. And I've been to like 80 countries, although it's been kind of difficult to define exactly what a country is. And at one point, you actually have stayed somewhere. Like, how many days do you have to be in a country, or how much of the country do you have to actually see? And like, does it have to be legally recognized by the UN and stuff like this? Mm-hmm. For example, Nagorno-Karabakh, which is an enclave inside of Azerbaijan. Like, I don't know. It gets complicated after a certain point. But I'm the host of the Travel Wisdom Podcast, talking about how traveling can plant the seeds for wisdom, which can lead to success later in life. And I'm an American who was regrettably so, although my parents were Slovakian and Czechoslovakian. And so now I've been living in Germany for the last 18 months. And next month, actually, I don't know when this is going to publish, but next month I'm going to be moving to India for about 8 months to do my master's thesis. And child of the world, and absolutely love it. And I think it's really helped me with making contacts and meeting new people and just getting to places where I shouldn't have, but I somehow got into. And like, for example, in India, I'm gonna be studying in like the top research university in India, you know, a country of a billion people, which, you know, was kind of surprising if you know me and my grades that I usually get. But hey, I'm just gonna get there, and it's gonna be great. So it can really be serendipitous, and you can end up in a really, really cool place.
All right, I'm very fascinated by this. So why did you travel to over 80 countries? What led to these travels?
Well, it started like really young. So I mean, there's like videos of me. I was like 3 years old or something like this, and my dad was a fisherman, and so he would have like 8 months off pretty much, you know, and we could like go traveling, and we'd have money from the 3 months that he was gone, you know, and so we just got like a pickup truck and a camper. Mm-hmm. And like from Seattle, Washington in the States, we went all the way down to like Guatemala and Nicaragua and stuff like this, and over a period of like 3 months. And so yeah, I was less than 5 years old, and all the like Guatemalan children were like, oh my god, what's this blonde kid doing, what's on his head, like why is his hair white? I distinctly remember a bunch of Guatemalan kids like rubbing my head, which was pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, at that point, I, like, by the time I was like 15 or something, it was maybe like 15 countries. We always went to Slovakia and Europe and stuff like this. And it's like, if you know anything about Europe, it's just like, oh, you're already in Slovakia, so might as well go to Croatia, or might as well go to France. It's just a 10-hour drive or something.
Yeah,
like
it's usually like the States here, and when you're traveling different states, you're like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna go to Italy, I'm gonna go to England. But
exactly.
All right. Now, do you have a particular favorite country in any of these countries that you've been to?
Oh man, there, people ask me this, and it's hard to answer. You know, some people have difficulty, like some big travels have difficulty answering this, but it's got to be Georgia. Former Soviet Georgia. No questions. Yeah. The one like south of Russia, next to Armenia, right. Azerbaijan, Turkey, around that area. It's just absolutely unbelievable. Like 110% recommend it. You cannot recommend enough. I mean, it's cheap. People are unbelievably hospitable, like unbelievably hospitable, like Turkey times five, and the food is great, and the liquor just pours like nothing else. I mean, you can get a liter of homemade, you know, vodka for like $4 or something, like $3. And yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. So to kind of describe it, to give you a sense of how great it was, our original plan, so I was traveling with two friends of mine, our original plan was to stay for 5 days, but we ended up staying for 5 weeks.
Yeah, no, that's, I'm sure there were some stories right there that you probably can't say on the podcast.
Well, I mean, it was really great. I mean, yeah, I mean, like over sleeping, you know, spending the night in like some like holy caves, Varzia, and like some holy caves, like in the middle of nowhere, and just, you know, there's these churches. They have their own language that's not related to any other language in the world. They have their own written script. They have their own, you know, form of Christianity, and crazy. Like you can go. That's like one of the places in the world that you can go swimming at the sea and then go skiing in the same day. Mm-hmm. You know, that's wow. that's how much geography, that's how many different things are in there. So it's really, I mean, it's a compact country and it's only has like 5 million people, but it's unbelievable. So when people ask me, and if they're a little bit more adventurous, I mean, true, they did have a war with Russia in 2009 or 2008. I was there in 2009, but you know, I felt comfortable. So yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, you know, so I was distracted because I was booking my flight over there, so sorry if I... No, that's cool. So, Georgia, that definitely... I wasn't expecting that, but that's really cool. So, okay, so let's talk about the reason you started your podcast, you know, Travel Wisdom, and what you hope to achieve with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually, you know, when I was in a university, my mom pretty much bribed me to start traveling. Like, we have 3 semesters, and you know, one of them is a summer semester. So my mom was like, you shouldn't study so much. You should go traveling. I'll buy you a ticket, plane ticket, wherever you want to go. Like, okay, I'll take you up on that offer. And so that first year we did Russia and Greece and, you know, Western Europe. The second year we did Middle East, more or less. And last year we did Africa, or the third year we did Africa. And yeah, I mean, it was just unbelievable. Like the experiences that you had, I mean, the friendships that you would make, it was literally way better friendships than I would make, you know, back at home, back in engineering school, you know. So I really felt like, and I would talk to people as well, and they're like, man, you seem older. Like you, like at the time I was maybe 22, 23. They're like, you talk like a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old or something like that. And you just seem so wise. And so that's actually where this idea of travel wisdom came through. And you know, people were telling me, oh, you should write a book with all your travels. And I'm like, I don't like writing and it sounds hard. And I love consuming podcasts. I have like 50 podcasts that I'm subscribed to right now. So like I listen to like 20, 30, 40 hours a week. So I'm just like, well, why not, you know, be a contributor? Why not be a producer in this medium that I absolutely love?
Okay. And then the wisdom came about from there, you said?
Yeah. So basically, the point of the show is that traveling speeds up the wisdom that you accumulate by meeting people, having new experiences, and just seeing different ways of doing things. You kind of realize that the world is not just what it is in your little village or your little city or something like that. That things are much, much different. People have much different points of view, and that... ultimately, that people are reasonable too. Like everybody's logical. Actually, believe it or not, I mean, even like terrorists and stuff like this. I mean, honestly, they're logical. That's kind of an unpopular opinion, maybe. But I mean, they ultimately everybody wants the same thing. They want themselves to be, you know, happy and fed and everything like this, and they want the same thing for their family and kids and everything like this. So they're gonna do it the way that they want to do it. I mean, it's just seeing that things are different everywhere you go, and that you can actually benefit from that. Does that sound familiar, by the way?
No, I mean, when you were talking about you said that it speeds up the wisdom process. I was really curious as to hear how your personal experience happened, because I know that travel does open your mind. I can definitely attest to that. It opens your mind and gives you a different perspective, allows you to see problems from a unique angle that maybe you've not have seen before. But I'm very, very curious in hearing your personal story as to maybe you have a story about how travel really sped up your wisdom, or has helped you seem more knowledgeable.
Yeah, I mean, I would say a big part of that is definitely interpersonal communication. So, I mean, when you're, for example, in like Jordan, or, you know, if you're in Cambodia or something like that, you have to learn how to speak to these, you know, how to speak to, you know, whoever it is, possibly in another language, or, you know, with your three words that you cobbled together of Vietnamese and then make friends at the same time. So really, I found that it's very good for interpersonal communication, and you can make friends like crazy when you're traveling. I mean, it's unbelievable, because you're the foreigner, you're exotic, and everybody wants to talk to you. They're like, what is this American just like stumbled into our village, and he's like, he's pretty cool, and you know, he's playing with the kids and everything like this. So that's really good. And also, we were talking about this before the show, I think, and it kind of helps you roll with the punches, I would say. Like you really can't be, I guess, too stuck up or anything like this. You have to like accept. I mean, I have a tattoo on my arm, and in Arabic it says "Inshallah," which basically means "God willing." And everybody in the Arabic world says this. It's like, it's whatever God wills, it'll happen. And in some places, like when we were traveling in Africa, that's just what you have to do, and you just have to accept it, because you know that the bus doesn't have a time schedule, it just leaves when it's full, and maybe it doesn't go today, I don't know. So you just have to kind of accept it, and I don't know, you have to, I guess, have a different lifestyle. I've kind of adopted like a stoic lifestyle, like if you know, it's not the end of the world if I don't have a $1,000 mattress or anything like
right,
this.
Right,
like,
right.
I can sleep on the ground and it's okay. And I think this is very important also in terms of life, like not, I guess, being spoiled.
right. No, okay. Now, I'm curious, you know, some of the things you were saying, you said connect when making friendships, interpersonal friendships. Do you have any particular, you know, tips that you use to connect to people in different parts of the world whenever you're in a different country?
Yeah. Honestly, the biggest thing is just smile.
Ah, yeah. I've heard that.
If you're, yeah.
I've heard that,
And if you seem like a warm person, I mean, you know, you could literally not be speaking the same language, but you know, the grandma that smiles at you and like gives you a cucumber or whatever to eat, like, man, that's awesome. Like, and at that point, that could be like the highlight of the hour, of the day, or something like that. And it's just that little bit of kindness, and just, you know, and keeping this in mind that you know, everybody's reasonable, and everybody, you know, and you're there to discover them and to kind of like learn about them and learn their customs and everything like this. I think this is definitely a good mindset to stay in, and just enjoy yourself as well. And people definitely feel the energy of that. Like they kind of can read the emotion from this. And I mean, you can make friends like crazy in this way. And it's really, I mean, I've like may or may not have talked to terrorists and people that like want to rob me and stuff like this. Maybe I just smiled my way out of it. Like, really, it's that easy. I mean, I've actually done an episode on this. You know, you can really charm your way out of anything, and it's really not too difficult, I would say.
Okay. All right. So if I was to ask you this, the mission statement of the podcast is use your difference to make a difference. How would you say you're using your difference to make a difference?
Well, I have a strange background, I guess. You know, Slovakian parents that lived in was raised in the States. Now I'm living in Germany, about to live to India, going to live to India. And also, I've had a strange experience, I guess a unique experience, with having been to 80 countries, and now at this point, having interviewed over 40 guests on my podcast, and I've really learned a lot, and I don't claim to be the smartest person or anything like this, but definitely I would like to consider myself a collector of information, and I can give you this information, and if you decide what you think about it. I'll tell you what you know, and you decide what you think about it. So something like this.
So yeah, you basically used all your experiences in travel, and you've produced content that you feel like really helps people, can really help people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I guess in this way too, I want to be able to show that you don't have to take the straight path to something, that you can kind of get, I don't know, to unexpected places with unexpected, I guess, routes or something like this. And so one way is, you know, getting into this top university in India. It was not a direct route. I didn't, you know, do a test or anything like this to get in there. It was kind of a different route. So being able to teach this as well make a difference over there. I really want to inject some of my culture, because I know that over there, a lot of Indians maybe have never met an American over there. So
Right. Yeah. Wait, we'll talk to you about that. How did you take a new unique path to get to the one of the top universities in India?
Well, basically it's all about relationships and connections. And one of my professors here, he does work over there, and he does, he works quite closely over there. And so, I mean, literally I asked him, like, hey, could I do my master's thesis over there? And for us, the master's thesis is the last semester of 4 semesters. So it's about 6 months. And so he's like, okay, but you want to go to India? Like usually people go from India to Germany, not the other way around. I'm just like, yes, I want to do it. And so I guess it was kind of a unique thing that I did request this. And it was also, I guess, in that way, it can put me in a unique position as well. So yeah.
Oh, well, no, I mean, I can definitely see the unique path. And I love the fact that you always constantly, you know, it's like you said, you're up for it, whatever. And then you take on that moment. Okay, some rapid fire questions here before I close, and then we'll go ahead. Country with the best food. I know you said Georgia, I think, but I think maybe it's something else.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go with Turkey. It's kind of similar, but I remember kind of gaining some weight over there, and it's a very good thing now, because Germany is all about Turkish food. So lots of döners and, you know, shish kebabs and all this kind of stuff.
I love Mediterranean food. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Anyways. All right. Music. Best music.
I've been into electro swing recently. It's kind of like 20s. Music, but with a beat, like, you know, kind of dance 20s music. It's very interesting stuff. And I don't know, I think it seems to be getting more popular now. Other than that, maybe like Ethiopian, you know, pop songs are always interesting.
Wow, okay, all right. And then last question, which country surprised you the most? Maybe you went there having a certain mindset and you're like, I did not expect that.
Somalia. Easily. Yeah. I guess I forgot to mention some of the places I've been to are pretty crazy, like Somalia, home of the pirates. And I honestly thought I was going to die when I went to Somalia. I really, like, wrote out my will. I really thought it, but it was just like I'm not going to give up on this. Are you? No, we're going to go. But really, it was so cool. It was so pleasant. We were kind of in the north, which is, Somalia looks like a mirrored L. And so the top part is actually, they want to be called Somaliland, and that was the original British part. And then the right side is Somalia, which is like where Mogadishu's at, and this was the original Italian colony. And actually the Somaliland, the northern part, was actually quite, you know, good, maybe baboon attacks once in a while, but the people were great, and we could walk out in the middle of the street. Sure, we were the only white people there, you know, but still, we felt really, really comfortable. And you know, I could honestly see myself, like, potentially living there. And I see that place as having a lot of potential, which is not at all what I thought it was going to be. Like, literally 180 degrees. I thought we were going to, like, be abducted, you know, and have to you know, work as pirates or something. I'm not exactly sure. It was actually really good.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking of that movie with Tom Hanks. It came out last year or the year before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the captain. I'm the captain. No, that's good. That's good. All right. So, you know, I really enjoyed this conversation. So where can we find out more about you and really learn about, you know, some of the exciting things that you're doing? You know, I know you're going to India soon, so I'm sure you'd be podcasting from there and sharing some of your stories there. So, you know, I want the audience to know a little bit more about where they can find out what you're doing.
For sure. Thank you. Well, you can find me travelwisdompodcast.com, or just look at me on iTunes on Travel Wisdom Podcast. I mean, I've done like 50, 60 episodes now, depending on, of course, when this comes out. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a great time, and I have every intention of continuing for at least, you know, five, ten more years, because it's been so much fun. I'm meeting great people like you, and people that honestly, I mean, probably wouldn't answer, you know, like Chris Guillebeau and stuff like this. I mean, it was an honor to speak with them, and it was absolutely great. So, you know, look at me there, and look at my, I guess, weird and quirky guests with weird and quirky interviewing style.
Well, thank you so much, Aladdin, for being on. It's been a blast, and I've really enjoyed hearing and learning about what you're doing, so I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was an honor.
All right.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to use your difference to make a difference, as well as for show notes, head over to www.uidmag.com. Till next time, go out and make an impact in your world.